He will not stay, and even if he should, you know, he would not mind."
"I know, I know. And how are things, then?"
"Why, how should they be? I believe she is thinking of something, even if she does not want others to know it. And she is imagining something or other."
"Oh, my goodness," said Frau Dorr, as she drew up a somewhat higher stool instead of the footstool that had been offered her. "Oh, my goodness, then it's bad. Whenever one begins to imagine things, trouble begins. It is just like the Amen in church. See here, dear Frau Nimptsch, it was just the very same with me, only there was no imagining, and that is just why everything was really quite different."
Apparently Frau Nimptsch did not really understand what Frau Dorr meant, and so the latter went on,
"And because I never took any notions into my head, things always went perfectly well and smoothly, and now I have Dorr."
"Oh, well, that isn't much, but still it is something respectable, and I can show my face everywhere, and that is why I went to church with him too, and not merely to the registrar's office. If you only go to the registrar's office, there will always be talk."
Frau Nimptsch nodded. But Frau Dorr repeated, "Yes, in..."